Once again, good evening. This is the 12th of January of the year 2016. My name is Mark Stanton Welch. This is Tools for the Times, Block 3, Session 7, Part 2. And tonight is about activating that heart, what do I call it? Living as love from an activated heart. What could be better? I hope your week has been interesting, especially in relation to the information that came through last time in terms of doing our best to get this these electronic challenges. And then finally, after all that I had gone through, wondering what was going on, if it was just things wearing out or whatnot, I was told that there was a significant Mercury retrograde going on. Now, they're always different, but they have some flavor about them, and oftentimes it does impact the electronics of things. Because when you look at the force of electricity and magnetism, these are really universal forces that are in interaction with one another and are susceptible to influence by the changing fields and the energies that are sent out through planetary action, through solar activity, through intention and mind of the 6 billion-plus inhabitants on this particular planet. So you can see that it's a very dynamic system that we live in. The idea that things are going to always work the way they're supposed to is what can I say? I mean, I've lived in those ways, and I live it still here around the house with my electronic stuff and the stuff that I have for recording, as well as my instruments, etc. And inevitably, the laugher is that most of these things end up being operator error because my focus is different. Having said that, there are times when celestial events like this particular Mercury retrograde is running amok. And so, and if you got the email that I sent, or it was with the challenges of the three computers in my house, then you'll realize that that information about Mercury was very, very helpful. And it allowed me to go ahead and to, rather than to be so frustrated about it all, just say, well, thank you for the opportunity to go ahead and reinstall the operating systems and do a clean start over with all of the units. I rebuilt one of them, the main recording computer. Very excited about it. Actually, for the first time I did it. You know, I hope you're seeing that the old adage of, well, you know, I don't know how to do it, and I'm just, you know, I can't do that. All those old self-defeating perspectives and statements we make about ourselves are really a waste of time and so diminishing in these days, because whatever faces us, it's not an accident. We have the tools and all the resources necessary. As we've gone through this course, we've seen how many different things are available to us if we just open up to our own power and presence. And we find that we're actually able to do things. Yeah, sure, we have some guidance. That's why YouTube is there. That's why there's a video on doing everything. And that's why there are explanations of step-by-step walkthroughs on all of these things. So honestly, living the life expanded, which is really what this heart experience is about. It's the big picture. But under the umbrella of that heart expansion, I'm going to go back and look at the characteristics here in just a moment, because I think that's really important to know what it is that we can be as we choose this particular frequency and this living in this focus. So, I'm excited about the evening's work. It's going to be a combination of a couple things. It's many things. It's activity, and it's also using music, because the power of the voice as we speak and as I bring my voice and make sure it's in my body, I feel it vibrating both the high and the middle, or the heart chakra, the lower and the upper. And in that process, everything that I sing tonight is in the frequency of helping to move off any resistance to the inevitable. So we're going to start with some singing. So I invite you to go to that section that says Love, Intentional Songs, Chants, and Mantras. And let's just do the first one here. I'm going to run through it. You may already be aware of it. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall give love, and in all I speak, I shall live love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I see a little typo in there. I shall live love in all I do. Here we go again. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do live, I shall live love, and in all I speak, I shall give love, in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. One more time. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall give love, and in all I speak, I shall give love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. See, these are the kinds of frequencies that are doing the work on the inside. We're feeding it from the outside with the invitation to clear the inside. That's what this whole course has been about. We have been attempting through the information to distract the mind enough that the original design just begins to take over because of the lack of resistance and keeping the tendencies in place. And we meet with mixed results as a result of doing that. But I just want you to let you know that you know, there's multiple things going on here. By distracting the mind, we allow the pureness of the information and the intention to infiltrate through those particular barriers that we throw up. And then that creates the invitation for the cells to remember and then to reawaken and to express themselves as their true design. The various topics have all really been about helping to create a sequence or a pathway that we can walk through so that we can reach the place of having a higher frequency. And then again, as I said, all these later sessions are all about putting a lot of things into place to claim even larger realities within ourselves. And so as we open this heart space and find ways to look at, maintain, and be in it, it is a very, very beautiful thing. I'm looking down this list because there's so many here. Let's go down to, we're going to do one more song here and maybe a chant or two and maybe a proclamation or two. Before we get into some other things, let's go down. I'd say it's about halfway down. There's a song, an intentional song called Give Me More, and this was introduced when we were doing the back side of the Heart Shock. It doesn't really matter. I have to remember how it goes. Hold on. Doesn't really matter what's happening to me, 'cause I'm the perfect child of light. I am. That's too high for me. Singing that. It doesn't really matter what's happening to me or happen to me, 'cause I'm the perfect child of light. I am. I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live in love just because I can. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, give me life. I want more. A happy, happy childhood. This is my moment. Frivolous, fabulous. Give me more. Ba-da-da-da-dum-da-dum. Feeling groovy. Da-da-da-da-dum-da-dum. Feeling groovy. Doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what's happened to me, 'cause I'm the perfect child of a light. I am. I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live in love just because I can. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, and give me life. I want more. A happy, happy childhood. This is the moment. Frivolous, fabulous. Give me more. Da-da-da-da-dum-da-dum. Feeling groovy. Da-da-da-da-dum-da-dum. Feeling groovy. It doesn't really matter what's happening to me, 'cause I'm the perfect child of light. I am. I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live in love because I can. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, give me life. I want more. Happy, happy childhood. This is the moment. Frivolous, fabulous. Give me more. Give me more. Da-da-da-da-dum-da-dum. Feeling groovy. Da-da-da-da-dum-da-dum. Feeling groovy. Sorry about the new melody on that one, but hey, it is what it is.
You know, the thing that I was, as you were singing this song, you know, everybody likes a happy song, but they don't hear too many of them, it seems. Our tendency is to look for things that are wrong. Okay, that's a programming. That's what many of us were taught to do, not only individually in our collective families, but also in as culture, that the world focuses on it. And especially in these times of fear, the tendency is to focus on everything that will keep the fear energy agitated. Because it's a very manipulative frequency, because at that point people are willing to do things that they wouldn't do, like letting down their guard, letting down their boundaries, opening themselves up to the lure of protection and safety coming from the outside. Well, over and over throughout this course, and probably throughout your own life and your evolution, you realize that energy of protection is a seductive force. It seems to be like it's what it is, but is it really? And we're getting it in spades since the 9/11 event, and really long before that, but it became very apparent and very transparent when we began to see the manipulations that were really designed to just create a more of a dependent condition on as many as possible. the fact that we've been force-fed now, the latest is to have a chip on your credit card. I mean, already the cell phones that most people have in the world, at least in the civilized world, are already capable of tracking us no matter where we are. And I think even if they're on or they're off, it doesn't matter anymore with the technology the way it is. So everybody knows where we are, and now our chip in our credit card, who knows what that really is? Originally, it was going to be a chip that was implanted in us, but that didn't go over very well, so maybe this is the second closest thing, because most people are living in a credit world and use that instead of currency, and so it's always going to be around. Who knows? Okay, having said all of that, the reason I'm bringing it up in relation to the heart space is the heart energy is designed to counter all of those, that lower frequency energy. And what it does, it doesn't, how do I say this? It doesn't cause it to go away. What it does is it shifts our response to it so that it does not have the intended outcome. See, the forms of the world are strictly the forms of the world, and because we each are major players in our own life, the forms are going to show up in accordance to our own design, our own higher self, and the things that we're calling forth to help us to remember who we are. So the events themselves are the least important in many ways, because what's going on underneath them is way more potent and powerful, and most importantly is our response, like I said, to the way the moments show up. And the response is an increasingly higher frequent response, meaning that it doesn't get attached. If you're living in a hard space, you are not lured or disgruntled by the forms of living. You understand the frequency of love that permeates, that really is infiltrates and is foundational to all forms of matter as well as situation. And so if that is true, then indeed there is love in every form that there is. So rather than have the reaction to events, we begin to be able to embrace them, because the arms of our heart are so large that we can embrace everything. And that is a state that we're moving towards. So with this song, it doesn't really matter what's happened to me, because I'm a perfect child of light. I am. This is a law. Always safe, protected by the universe, free to live and love just because I can. Just because I can is quite literally just the design. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, give me life. I want more, more, more. How many are still cowering and not wanting to experience the fullness of life because the wounds are still too large and energetic to allow the light that's underneath them to really burst through? Happy childhood, this is the moment. Frivolous, fabulous, give me more. It is happy childhood, because I don't know any. I think I've met one person, but I think they weren't telling the truth, that they had a happy childhood. I'm being a bit facetious there. But what appears to be happy oftentimes is just a place of maybe reduced conflict in comparison to everyone else. Bottom line, regardless of how many there are, let's just say that many have endured, the word that popped in was a dismembering of the child. That's kind of intense, but I mean, in many ways, it was just that in some metaphorical form. And the heart is about healing all of that with love. It's taking a higher frequency, a larger wash of that vibration, and letting it strictly do its physics work, its energetic work to cleanse and clear the debris. So the more we open to this, the more it impacts us and frees us. So let's go down to affirmation there, just below proclamation. We're going to slip into this. It says, I am love. Let's do this together. Take a breath. Be aware of your feet in the floor. Be aware of the head in the heavens and the cosmic energy pouring down through it, the beam of light that comes from the above through the crown chakra, down through the third eye, through the pineal and through the
pituitary down through the throat to the heart and up through from the earth, straight up through the perineum at the root chakra, up through the sacral, up through the solar plexus to meet at the heart. These energies that are constantly in motion, we call forth now to make sure that we are filled with the proper vibration that will allow us to activate these words as truth, and therefore anything that's unlike them is dismantled and tossed. Take a breath. Here we go. I am love. I am lovable. I give and receive love freely without hesitation and without restriction. I am completely open to experiencing the cleansing and healing power of love in all my energy bodies, in all my moments, and in all my relationships. In my balance and clarity, I choose unconditional love in all my interactions. I love fully the me that I am, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let's go down to some songs below those other statements there, just below that affirmation. You've got a song called A Gathering of Hearts, and then you got another one called The More I Love Myself. We're going to do The More I Love Myself. The more I love myself, the more my light will grow. The more I love myself, the more my dreams will flow. The more I love myself, the stronger I will be. The more I love myself, the more the world will bring to me. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Sorry about that, boy. That wasn't a loving sound at all. Haven't done this song in a while. The more I love myself, the more my light will grow. The more I love myself, the more my dreams will flow. The more I love myself, the stronger I will be. The more I love myself, the more the world will bring to me. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. The love flows in, the love flows out. Love in flow brings it all about. The love flows in, the love flows out. Love in flow, it brings it all about. The more I love myself, the more my light will grow. The more I love myself, the more my dreams will flow. The more I love myself, the stronger I will be. The more I love myself, then the more the world will bring to me. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. The love flows in, the love flows out. Love in flow, it brings it all about. The love flows in, the love flows out. Love in flow, it brings it all about. Woo-hoo! Get down. Indications, waking up. These songs are waking parts of us up. Let's do one more down here. Last one. One of the most seductive places where love plays itself out is how we do it in relationship with others. Too many of us still have those holes in us about wanting to be filled up by somebody. The incessant promise of media and culture and friendships and all those things that point towards finding the mate, finding the perfect thing, creates a great deal of stress upon us. So in the higher frequencies of love, knowing that it is completely everywhere and incessant in its capacity, in our place of beautiful self-care and how we nurture ourselves and become strong, we realize that the best way to love, especially another, is to love them so much that you can set them free to be whatever it is that they have to be. I love you. I set you free. I love you. Free to be all you need, all you seek, all you dream. On you I place no limitations, for love cannot be made of chains. A flowing, living evolution, love won't be contained. Set you free. I love you. Free to be all you need, all you seek, all you dream. On you I place no limitations, for love cannot be made of chains. It's a flowing, living evolution. You know that love won't be contained. I love you. I set you free. I love you. I set you free. I love you. I set you free. I love you. I set you free.
So be in these frequencies. Each one of these songs is designed and created to create a particular frequency within us in relationship to our own personal receptivity, our perspective, and our capacity to be fully in that frequency of love. And once again, we're talking big love here. We're talking about the frequency that drops in based upon the wholeness of the all that is. We're not talking about the interrelationship between humans, although that is contained in the big love. It is the form of it that transcends the application of it, that transcends our capacity to take it and try and make it personal. And I did use a word try because it cannot be made personal. Look at the idea of the languages of love and relationship, how one person is doing the most loving thing that they can think of to their mate. And at the same time, the language of love and the other person is very different. So the perception of the love that's being given is not necessarily taken as if it is what the other intended, at least not equal to what they believe it is. And so you create conflict. And in the middle of that, you get disappointment from the person who's giving it out because they're giving the best they possibly can, the most loving thing that they would translate to be a behavior that speaks to them and shows them and affirms that they are loved beyond measure. And from their place of that kind of a frequency, of course they want to gift it to their beloved. And again, if we're not talking the same language, the message is not going to be received. And when the message is not received, that's when brokenhearted things happen. So basically what it comes down to is, like all of these, the elements of this course, it's awareness first, it's choice second, it's taking the information and applying it to the moments of living as they show up for you, and then adjusting the outcome until you get that which you deserve and you desire. It's not that hard. What is hard is the resistance of the old patterns, which is why from the very beginning it was all about releasing the old energies, clearing out the random gunk that has been stuck in there for God knows how long. And it really is only until those points have been reached where we let that go, are we then able to actually step into the design itself and have it function in the capacity that it is. Interesting, huh? Let's do one more song here. We're going to call in some energies from a couple of the Elohim who are a part of the heart ray. So go back up until you get to Heros and Aurora. Heros and Aurora. And while you're doing that, I am going to see if I can remember how this one goes. Heros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, fuse me with compassion and love. Heros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live the what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, think that pink and yellow ray always nurture me with divine love. Almost got it. Here we go. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Heros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live the what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. One more time. Heros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Heros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live the what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, nurture me with divine love. Always nurture me with divine love. Heros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. See, the travails of the Piscean Age that we've all been through in countless lifetimes for over the last 2,000 years, at least, have shown us in many ways that love is an isolating thing. That if we can't find a mate, then we're stuck with ourselves, and that's like the worst possible fates. Because it's in that place where we start to be reminded of our flaws and the problems and what we need to do to actually get good enough to then find the mate, the elusive mate. And then you stick in the New Age thing about finding the soulmate, and then it makes it out of the 6 billion beings and energies here, there is only one who is resonating at that frequency. Please, please. I mean, I'm saying please, like, stop it. And as they say, please, it's kind of the pathetic kind of energy that we are often experience and put out about yearning to find that which we believe is going to fix everything. Well, how many quote-unquote soulmates have come together only to have a difficult and tragic life? I don't know. It keeps coming back to the inside job, the process of using our resources to claim and to create the perfect space within us. And I do use the word perfect here because it's based on the design. And in that space, in that creation of that vibration, we then embark into the nature of relationship with others, other human beings especially. And from that place, then we can go, I love you, I set you free. And we're able to be fully present without being so attached to the outcome that we start to force the relationship to be the thing that we're afraid of having happen to us. Remember, the universe is always bound by the laws of intention and the words put forth by each of us. And the bemoanings and the yearnings and the things we claim and wish for are the very things that often are being pushed away because the universe is giving us that which we are emotionally invested in, which is the lack of having it. So to call upon angelic energies is to get out of our own mundane perspective on things, and we call upon the Elohim who are aligned to these particular frequencies. Infuse me with compassion and love, especially compassion for self and love for self, so that I can get over myself. Reunite the twin flame, and we are talking strictly here, adult and child self. We are talking about a reunification in the twin flame that exists right within us and has always been there. Help me live what I'm made of, the what I'm made of, which is the true design. Sweet thing and everything dwelling in this heart that I am, of course it is, because that's where we are right now, and that's where all this has led us. The omnipresence, which is the source of all things, which is the greatest gift that the cosmos can give us, moves along that pink and yellow ray and fills us up, coming in from the crown and then coming up from the earth and unifying in the heart space, creating that magnetic, that electromagnetic field that attracts it from everywhere. We are moving towards wholeness in this process, and the land of the heart is where the wholeness is going to take seed. We'll come back to some of these things. I wanted to, just before, I don't know if you got this or not, but just before 7, I said 5 till on the note, but you can go ahead and refresh and your page right now if you want to, and you should have underneath in the center of the page, next to 24 hours open, you have applying your awareness of living in the activated heart, and that was blank before. And I started to fill that in just in the last 5 minutes here, so some of this stuff started to pop in. I will go ahead and finish that up, so by the time you access the link tomorrow, you'll have, it'll be, have just a few more paragraphs about it. And by the way, the download is actually up and running up there. You'll see if you move your cursor up, it's turning red. And that means you can download last week's. And I gave an explanation about that. It was beyond, it was in the hands of Mercury is what it was. So, oops. So anyway, it says be open and receptive to the frequencies of these times. A simple statement, but one of the most potent and powerful things that we can do is not get overwhelmed by the diversion of fear-based things falling apart. So we get into debate, and probably we don't debate, but we start thinking about, we hear it all the time, I don't want to hurt, I don't want to be in pain. And when we start to look at really what pain is, especially in emotional, if we're talking physical pain, that's one thing. But emotional pain is a very different one. The emotional pain is like a washcloth that's filled with water being wrung out, quite literally, and we are the washcloth. There is so much toxic debris within us from the unexpressed emotions. of living, and the more years we have, quite likely the more debris is there. The movement of that old toxic vibration is triggered by the moments of living as brought forth by our higher self to give us opportunity to clear and cleanse these elements. When we start to feel what we call the pain, it literally is the process of the body releasing the energetic debris in a way that we get. It actually is a squeezing of the tissue, like a wringing out of the cells of this energy, and we can feel it on a physical level, or we feel something. And then the thing is, if we don't want to feel, then that's going to be hellacious. Because the body is designed to release, and we're not wanting to feel, so I can understand why that's perceived as pain. But here's the scoop, and we know this by now. It's temporary. And the more we surrender to the actual allowance of those painful, quote-unquote, releases, the clearer we get. The more we resist, the more painful it becomes. Just saying. Trust the shifting of the forms without attachment to outcome, but only observing the process. This is sage advice. It's the process that we're in that has the value. It's not the form. What unfolds, again, this is Tools for the Times 101, is based upon what we do with the moment. That's going to create the next moment for us. And it says, notice the openings as they fall into your awareness, because that is literally what they will do. They may be subtle at first. So basically, be aware. Keep your attention as much as possible in the heart, no matter what. No matter what. Start to live from that space. I think even now, after 1 week of just having this awareness, if you just bring your attention to heart, to your heart area, you can actually feel some sensation there. You feel like a pressure or a buzzing or just a sense of being there. Hallelujah. I mean, that is the beginning of dwelling in that zone. I don't know if we're going to reach the point where we actually feel like we're looking out through the center of our chest. But in a sense, I'm finding that I'm interacting with the world from that place, and I feel in the backside as well. All of these openings are allowing me to sense and to experience the fluctuations of energy and to keep them always in that wellspring of the love vibration, which then transfers and translates anything that comes in into that frequency. And finally, I said, see the world and your moments in it through the eyes of the heart. This pierces the veils of illusion that have encrusted our energetic being and the physical dimension. The cracking is happening. Focus facilitates a sweeping release of the old perspectives, the incrustations, and the subsequent beliefs and actions are intertwined and were released collectively as you claim more of the I am. I was just starting to enter into something that was really very interesting that I hadn't thought of before, but it makes total sense. The incrustations are the energetic unwillingness to let go of that which has happened to us. We begin to prize it. We begin to keep it as a treasure, even though we don't perceive it as such. But our actions show that we are hoarding these wounds because we're afraid of the cracking process. The universe has indicated that the cracking is taking place. So cracking is happening. Fracking is happening on the earth. And look what it's doing to the earth. The pumping in of energy. Of course, the perspective is about squeezing the last drop of gold or black gold out of the earth. Is causing a shifting in the tissues of the planet itself, which then shows up as earthquakes. Man-made earthquakes are basically what this is. From the outside, it looks hellacious and looks like it's the end of the world in some ways that we're doing this to our beloved planet. If you look at it in the big perspective, you're going to see that, in a sense, the Earth is allowing these releases to happen because it's helping to shift the greater collective as well. The Earth is not going to explode like planet Krypton or anything of that in any of the comic books or anything else. The Earth will far outlive anything that's going on in relation to humanity. But the invitation now is about the symbiotic relationship that starts to fall in alignment with what it is really. Those things that befall the Earth befall man. I think that was Black Elk or someone long ago who spoke these words. But the point is, our personal cracking and the pain that we are perceiving that we don't want to go into are the very pathways that will give us back ourselves. Having said that, this is not 1978 through 1988, when the kinds of walking into pain was definitely no fun at all. But because so many brave souls, like so many on the phone here, went and did the couch work with people and did the angst, we collectively raised the vibration enough to the point that it's benefiting everyone, if they allow it. And they said the incrustations and the subsequent beliefs and actions are intertwined, and they'll release collectively. So the energy held is intertwined with the belief, which is intertwined with the patterns that are taken on as a result of the belief. So it's like this trio of energies that are all woven into one another. And when one of them starts to move, when we give permission for that to happen, they all move. And that's where, so, quote-unquote, pain comes in. So that was a little aside that I had no intention of going into, but there we are. The idea is that quit being afraid of that part of life. Quit being afraid of the results of our hoardings and allow that little rough patch to happen. We cry the tears that have to be cried. We let them out until they stop. The body will not overwhelm you with the emotion. It will give you a little bit to the, you know, it'll go over your edge a little bit. It'll push you beyond your comfort zone. But 2 weeks ago, or whatever it was, we were talking about tossing that comfort zone idea. So here's another reason to do it. I'm going now to the section on characteristics of heart-centered living. And I want to use them as some vehicles before we actually get into some specific activities. If you look through the qualities of open-hearted beingness as put out by Rashmi Kilnani in The Divine Mother Speaks, you'll see that these are invitations of how to live your moments, to live in non-judgment, to live with simplicity, to be in your courage, which allows you to stand in your moments, to be vulnerable, which means open-hearted and willing to be transparent and present, by being allowing and accepting, by giving and sharing, by being in the silence and being willing to stand in that place of peace, by seeing beauty, witnessing beauty, expressing beauty, and seeing the harmony in that, by detaching from the forms of life and detaching from having to be right or not being wrong, or all of these things that we get hooked into along that line, to be filled with praise and gratitude for the moments of living, no matter what the forms are. To have your sense of humor and your capacity for innocence to be reclaimed and opened up. That you serve all of life in service. That you choose to do, above all, whatever makes your heart sing, which is your whole being. The heart-centered person, an open-hearted beingness, is about living in the moment and being here now. The inspiration, the in-breath of pulling the spirit in to create and express outward is a fluid process that happens when we get out of our way through heart-centered living. A recognition of unity consciousness, where all things interrelate and all things are entwined, connected, so that what impacts you impacts many. The ability embracement, which is basically to pull life in and to put it into your field and to heal it through your intention. having the highest good of all concerned, it's no longer about who's better or who's worse. It's really being able to recognize every being on this planet, human or otherwise, deserves to be in a blissful state. Living in this frequency, you are unconditional. In other words, you don't make demands or put conditions on things or tell how it's going to be. It's filled with love. That's the big love. And I guess, because it's so important, more inspiration and creativity. And then the responsibility. Responsibility has a history being a word that can be a burden. But to be responsible for living in the open-hearted space is to take your part and own it. And that takes clarity and courage and an open heart to be able to willing to do that. We make mistakes. And a mistake is only that the moment, we've treated the moment differently than perhaps it was perceived or it deserves. And through the mistake, it causes learning to take place and increases the capacity to be aware. So we embrace it and take responsibility for our part in contributing to a particular form or an outcome. And the idea of doing that is to basically want to be able to create a new outcome that benefits for the good of all. So here it says, open to life and willing to consciously respond to the sacred moments that manifest. I do recall we read this last time, and so I don't want to go through them all, but I basically want to underscore the importance of this section. If you're wondering what it means to live in the open heart, then here is your description. And these are really only foundational because it will unfold the more you invest and immerse yourself in it. It will reveal just exactly how you are to be in it. And you will easily and willingly select that. Connected with the breath and the subtle responses of focus techniques that regulate the way you respond to life and magnetize your highest good. Do you hear the language that's going on here? That you're willing to engage, expand, and explore the deeper dimensions of the sensory self, calling upon each sense to reveal its more expansive gifts. Invitation begets trust, which is rewarded with awesome experience. I hope you see how the interrelationships of things, how you do one thing, it impacts the vibration of another, which then attracts something to you that's a higher frequency, that this is the law. This is just the way it works. If you delve in lower frequency energies by finding fault, by blaming, by naming, by pushing away, then it's just physics. Then you're going to get it. You're going to get it back. And you will until you decide to do something different, that there's no other way around it. I'm sorry, sort of. The conscious practitioner of the divine dance of giving and receiving, letting the infinite substance make manifest the heart's desires that we deserve and call for. In this practice, one has no fear of lack or not enough. Do you understand the depth of just being in the heart space, that it gives rise to all of these kinds of behaviors because they are all love-based. They are love frequency-based. Okay, enough of that. I do want you to make sure that you have that. In fact, maybe print it out and put it on a piece of paper somewhere where you can refer to it. Because if you keep wondering what the heck is going on and how to make changes in your life, that is there. There's also the section on living in the heart space. That's also guidelines to be actually in the frequency of love and to live fully in that place. And I just opened that up, and it says, witness everything through the energy of the heart. Claim your value and celebrate your self-esteem, especially in moments of doubt. Breathe into the heart and flood your whole body with the knowing that there is simply nothing wrong with you. Claim and affirm and celebrate your beauty and know that you are always watched over and cared for. It is the law. If you live in that space, there's no old frequency or debris that can even sustain itself in that kind of a vibration, which means you don't have to go digging to clear things out. So take a breath and be aware again of your feet on the earth, your butt in the seat, the power of the energy coming through the earth, and send a cleansing vibration up through the left leg as it sweeps up through the earth star chakra and cleanses up through and sweeps across through the entire physical body cavity and sweeps out anything of lower frequency and sends it down the right leg into the earth to be used as a vibration to support someone else or something else. Let that run, and at the same time, breathe into the heart space. And as you breathe, you have through the pranic tube of the above and below, the tube come again straight down through the crown, and then straight up through the perineum, meeting at the heart space. You're pulling in the vibration of both spaces at the same time. As you breathe in, it's as if you're breathing through the heart, and the energy comes down, and it comes up, and they meet there, and they expand out in this divine mixture that is raising your vibration up and cleansing out the old emotional debris. And in that process and in that space, we're going to speak our true name on the count of three, first, middle, last. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. And then do it again. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. And two more times. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. And one more, Mark Stanton Welch. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. So let's click on this section called Additional Tools. Okay, there are seven different techniques that I pulled, and we're going to go through some of these. Not going to go through them all because we just don't want to have the time to do that. But these are some things that will really help you with, one, your heart space and being in that heart frequency, which then allows you to expand it. So we're going to look at the Za Kai Ram love cocooning technique. Of course we are. We're going to do vow rescission and agreement release technique. We're going to pass on the Roseway meditation because it's long. The list of higher vibration words, positive words, we're actually going to go into that a bit and speak them. Because, you know, it's an interesting exercise. I'll wait till we get there. And we're going to do the quantum soul clearing forgiveness process, or at least portions of us. So click on the Za Kai Ram love cocooning technique, and it will show you a brand new page. So it's a total different tab. And basically what this particular technique does is call upon the angels for assistance and invites in and surround yourself with all of your soul extensions, fragmented aspects of self, past, present, future, and genetic extensions that are related to the issue that has arisen for you, and ask them to all be placed inside of love cocoons. So let's look at what this is about. We're using it for the intention of reacquainting ourselves to our love space. It can be used for situations that are going on in your life that you find particularly difficult. And the idea behind this is that what's causing the difficulty is that parts of you and your fullness and wholeness have fragmented away from the moments of living and decisions made and difficulties that occurred. Parts of us just break off like ice packs that are calving, glaciers calving themselves, and parts of them breaking off. The thing is, these aren't lost forever. They're just misplaced, and they hang around us sort of energetically, but they're dimensional. So the conscious idea to go back and reclaim these elements is a worthwhile task, and to have a skill and the awareness, first the awareness and the skill, to apply to these moments where it seems like we have no control over them, like everything is chaotic, we may be finding that what's happening is a higher self is calling back parts of ourselves through the activity and the form of what's going on. So, here's what Za Kai Ram, I'll have to meet him one day and find out how you actually pronounce his name. It starts off with this. He calls upon assistance. I call upon the angels for assistance, and I draw to myself all my soul extensions and aspects that are ready for healing now. So let's go ahead and say that. I call upon the angels for assistance, and I draw to myself all of my soul extensions and aspects that are ready for healing now. And then this is a direction. See them all around you in a huge area. Probably be dark and womb-like. I guess that's a suggestion. there will definitely be a lot of them, according to his experience. So see yourself in the middle of all that. See the angels around assisting them. So close your eyes for a minute and put yourself in the center space, and around you, these are the elements of you that have been set aside, pieces of you that have been tossed around, vacated, sent away by choice, by anger, by activity, by woundings, by abuse, whatever it is. They're all coming back, and it's like there's angels out there herding them in. And it's like the cats are going on, and these pieces of yourself still kind of want autonomy, and they're afraid to reconnect, but all kinds of activity is going on. And you in the middle of it all are the observer. You're simply witnessing this occurring, knowing full well and in trust that the angelic energies are doing what's necessary to bring you back to you. Because you have given permission, and you've already given a directive. Now, it says, speak to all of them intimately. And whatever that means to you, we're going to speak these words. Will you all please place yourself inside of love cocoons? Now, it says you may have to explain that this is not a trap, but that the love cocoon is a beautiful, restful healing space that will help create healing and forgiveness. It will disconnect all negative elements and influences from them and from you, allowing both of you to now experience your own sovereignty and divine connection to your own spirit, source, God, goddess. Some of them will be unwilling, will willingly go in as if they are eager for release from the pain and eager to forgive and be healed. So once again, knowing that this is what it's about, invite them again with those words in black. Will you all please place yourself inside of love cocoons? And it says, now you ask them all, what percent has gone into the cocoons? Basically, it's an indication that others are resisting, and they're resisting to move to the next level. The assistance, the special assistance to help forgive and release, they're going to need. So ask that again, what percent has gone into the cocoons, and take the first number between 0 and 100 in terms of what that is. That's your number. So whatever is left over in relationship to the 100 is the percentage that you're now going to be working with. And so to those who are still here and unwilling to become a part of being in the cocoon in order that they can move to the next level, in a sense, we say, please forgive whatever occurrences have happened to you that have caused you to be in the space you are in and in relation to what is happening now for me. And in that process, we assure them that everything they have ever experienced was just experience for the soul and need not affect them negatively any longer. Having put that information out, and through your heart space, speaking with them, you ask again, what percentage cannot forgive? And take the number of those who were left from the first question. And it says now, for those who cannot forgive that energy, you're going to ask them, will you please forgive everything that created that situation that makes you not forgive? Will you please forgive all of the individuals involved? And then whatever percentage is left that will not forgive, give them a gift. At some point, we just let those particular parts of ourselves that have been impacted so strongly that need more time in order to surrender and to let go. Because over time, we become really invested in the condition that we're in, and we claim it as if that's our design. That just takes new information, and right now, the energy is not strong enough to actually break that particular incrustation. So we're going to give him a gift, a golden light gift, encoded disc called its Zulkin wheel. It says it's a reminder of the sacred agreement that that they have with your own I Am presence, for remembrance of the love that they truly are, a reminder that is now the seventh golden age, time to remember, time to let go of the past, time to forgive, time to allow divine grace to provide a new start without any reference to the past. That is the time that we are in this Aquarian age. This wheel, through a brief expression of the light language, which we've done before, we're going to take like 30 seconds here, and you're going to, as you pass on this information, you pass on this gift of this wheel, we're going to speak the light language that accompanies, because it carries a frequency that will be in interpenetrating to the field of those resistant energies. So, for 30 seconds. So bring that to a conclusion. Boy, that was fun. So we call for this wheel to spin through their hearts. This is an energetic gift, by the way. It says, I call to the Tsokin wheel to spin through their hearts, opening them to the love that they truly are. And I ask them to allow the Tsokin wheel to spin through your chakras, to give you, to help you forgive, to surrender to the truth and release your pain. I call to the Tsokin wheel to spin through your hearts, opening them to love that you truly are. Please allow this Tsokin wheel to spin through your chakras to help you forgive, to surrender to the truth, and to release your pain. And now we ask again, is there anyone who is still resistant to moving forward and entering the cocoons? And if there still are resistant elements, we now ask for the angels for the angelic activation, which will remove all vows, agreements, implants, and programs which have supported those limitations and ways of being. The angelic activation will also reincorporate their soul fragments and reconnect them to their divine selves. So we take a breath. And we speak. I call upon the angels for an angelic activation for my beloved soul extensions and aspects. And I call to the Arcturians to remove any implants, programs, and soul fragments from these souls and soul aspects. And we send them love and allow that process to take place. It's a light-based process. It could be a beautiful light show. Things are being cleared and cleansed. Bathe them in the love, and this will create all of them to go into love cocoons and to forgive and let go of that that binds them. And now we say, please stay in your love cocoons until you are integrated in your own soul energy. And I call upon the Divine Mother to take care of you and place you in stasis, which is balance, until you have forgiven and healed all that keeps you in resistance and separate from your wholeness. So witness what's going on. Witness them as they are in these cocoons, whatever those appear to you as being, whether they are literally like a cocoon, like a spider web being around them, whether it's something they got into, whether it's like from the old movie called Cocoon, where the old folks were in those pods, however you want to see it. put them in it, because you know it's a very holy and healing place. It is going to realign all these aspects for eventual reunification with you. And once they're in their cocoons, you'll probably not have to do this again in regards to that issue or deal with those soul fragments again. Any future reactions to issues that trigger heart contraction or closing are resistances that those soul fragments or newly revealed soul fragments have to that issue or the new issue. So you will have to do the process over again in relation to what has risen. Says you may also ask the Arcturian light body teams to help them release any of their or your stuff as well, including any thought forms you may be experiencing, and ask the Hathors for any heart healing that is needed. The Arcturians are the light body healers. The Hathors are the love heart masters. So let that take place. Whatever needs to be done there, do it. And now we bring everyone in through your heart. Send it up through the pineal gland. Through your column of light into the soul, which in this situation is about at the eighth chakra, about an arm above the head, above the crown chakra. And so all of that is reunified, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. So the opportunity is to you take this, make it your own. Realize that basically what's occurring in the process is you're inviting all these pieces of yourself based upon the triggering of an event, of a situation that you find yourself recycling, to seek greater help and a reunification of self based upon this trigger. However you want to adapt it, make it your own, or just follow through. You've already got the gist of it. Next thing you know, you'll be making it your own. Looks like it has great potential. Go to the invocation for universal law of love. So what you're going to do is close that page that you were open to, and then go back to the previous page. And these are totally separate tabs at the top of the page. The one tab that will take you back will be the list of the additional tools. Click on invocation for universal law of love. So I think there's some information here. It says the law of love is a divine principle and energy that holds the entire universe of creation in divine connection. And no matter how far anything or anyone may stray from the path of love, they are always nothing but love. Please know that. And this law may be called upon to realign it and them back to love, back to the wholeness of the all that is. You call upon this law, this energy, this vibration to provide a realignment of any aspect of yourself that is out of alignment with the universal God, Goddess, creation, and of course with love. Anything that has experienced a disconnection within their soul, the power of love is that it can and does heal everyone and anything easily and gracefully. The divine principle provides everyone a knowing that all can be redeemed and reconnected to God, Goddess, all that is, all life, all creation. By tuning to the law of love and asking for it to flow through your entire beingness, you have the opportunity to open your heart flame as big as the universe, realigning your entire soul to remember that there is nothing but love, and we all indeed love. By opening to this natural state of unconditional love, you affect those around you in a profound way to remember that they too are love. Calling upon this law is especially useful when you have encountered extremely deep wounds within your beingness along the pathway of awakening to create full connection and healing through this profound wave of divine love. Call for this universal love to flow through you. So I'm just going to speak it through one time, and then we will do it together. You'll notice at the end there's going to be some repetitions that occur, and then a sort of improvisational song that occurs with a particular mantra. says, by divine decree, I invoke the power and grace of the universal law of divine love to flow through me and every aspect of my beingness, expanding and realigning my frequencies into divine alignment with unconditional love. I am the power and essence of divine love. Love heals all. I am the power and essence of divine love. Love heals all. I am the power and essence of divine love. Love heals all. Kaleya, 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 Kaleya. So, whatever your song is your song. I trust you treat it as light language. Whatever happens, you just go with it and let it be. So take a breath and realize that what you're doing, whatever is going on in your life at this moment, we're infusing it with these words and this intention and calling forth that frequency and the law of the cosmos to perform and clear. Take a breath. By divine decree, I invoke the power and grace of the universal law of divine love to flow through me and into every aspect of my beingness, expanding and realigning my frequencies into divine alignment with unconditional love. I am the power and essence of divine love. Love heals all. I am the power and essence of divine love. Love heals all. I am the power and essence of divine love. Love heals all. Kaleya, 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 Kaleya. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. The mantra was channeled by Naamu, an ascension teacher of the light. Thank you. And now we go and rescind agreements. And the reason we're doing these particular things is you can see that it's all of it is about clearing the debris in terms of bringing our pieces back to ourselves and knocking off anything that is unlike the true frequency that we are by design. Again, the vow rescission agreement release technique, I believe, has to do with very specific, so you can call it in, but we're going to treat it in a generic way right now, and we're going to go ahead and read this through together at the same time. Now, you'll notice it includes the call for a lot of energies, celestial energies and beings to support the process that we're going through. If you're not open to this, so be it, but do it anyway. You never know. You never know. Praise Allah, but tie up the camel. All right, by divine decree, here we go, together. With the power, essence, love, and the grace of God, Goddess, my own God, Goddess presence, and the universal laws of love, grace, divinity, karma, forgiveness, creation, oneness, and liberty, I now release all vows, agreements, and contracts that I or anyone else in this body or any of my souls, soul extensions, soul aspects, or any of my ancestors, anyone of my lineage has ever made in this or any other lifetime across space, time, and dimension about, and I release the light to the light, any and all energies, entities, attachments, mechanisms, structures, implants, programs, codes, beliefs, thought forms, curses, judgments, perceptions, and pictures of reality that have supported or maintained these vows, agreements, contracts, beliefs, patterns, programs, and I call upon Archangel Michael to disconnect all cords of attachment to them. I call upon my guardian angels to assist me to open my rainbow bridge with the Antikarana column of light above my head so that all these limitations can easily and gracefully go to the light, and so they go. I see these things moving off to the light. I give them all to God, and I see the angels take them away. I also ask for Saint Germain and the Violet Flame Angels to flood my tunnel through with the Violet Flame to clear out all limiting structures, and I invoke the Silver Ray of Grace to create a completely new vibration and fresh start in this now moment without any reference to the past. And I call upon the Karmic Board and all the Lords and Ladies of Karma, and I ask for complete karmic absolution with anyone and anything related to these vows and agreements. I ask for all records to be healed, released, taken to God, and shown to me to see the truth of all experiences and all reality. I also ask that all my souls, soul extensions, soul aspects, and all ancestors related to these vows and agreements be placed in healing chambers and love cocoons to be healed and released from their own patterns of resistance and denial, so that they may return to their hearts centered in love and their divinity. I now ask my I Am God Goddess presence for new pictures of realities, divine insights, awarenesses, and divine structures to replace these vows and agreements. And I ask for massive grace and ease in the release and integration of all of this. I now choose any and all third and fourth dimensional doorways associated with these vows, agreements, contracts. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. God, I am. God, I am. God, I am. Goddess, I am. Goddess, I am. Goddess, I am. Whew. We may have done that last time. Those words sound familiar. But there's nothing wrong with doing it again. Let's go to the list of positive higher vibration words. So what I was going to say in relation to this, these words have frequencies. These particular words have an electromagnetic vibration that is a powerful attractant of higher vibration. So what I'm leading to is the very fact that you can simply take this list of words and read them out loud, strictly to bring in that higher frequency energy to yourself. That's really all we're talking about here. The other is to make these words a part of your daily life. Not necessarily all of them, but if you do, woohoo! At any place, it used to be the word of the day. I think it was a Reader's Digest thing where you'd be given your word and then you use it three or four times during the course of the day, and then it becomes a part of your vocabulary. Why not do something like that? Why not say in the next 10 minutes I'm going to use the words abundance, ability, and acceleration? How am I going to do that? Let's see what the situation is going to fold, show up so that I can use those words. Do you see how you can start playing with this? And your capacity and your anticipation of the excitement of what's going to unfold as a result of the use is, again, the magnetic juice that will pull the experiences towards you. It's just the law. So let's go ahead and you can see that the way this is showing up on the page, things aren't in alignment, but actually gives us an opportunity. Let's go from A to F. So abundance to fun, and we'll use that little section as the words we're going to speak out loud. So all we're going to do is just go down the line. Let me get a little water here. All right, here we go. Abundance, ability, acceleration, acceptance, acclaim, achievement, accolades, affirming, amazement, ambition, imbalance, a appreciation, ascendancy, ascension, assistance, attunement, authenticity, awareness, beauty, beneficence, benevolence, betterment, blessings, bliss, bounty, calmness, caring, celebration, certainty, cheerfulness, choice, cleanliness, comfort, concern, confidence, congratulations, constructiveness, consciousness, consideration, constancy, contribution, cooperation, cosmic, quantum, salve. What? Okay, courage, courtesy, salve. That's what that is. Quantum salve. Okay. Creativity, decency, decisiveness, delight, desirable, desire, determination, ease, ecstasy, efficiency, elegance, encouragement, endearment, endeavor, endorsement, endurance, energized, energy enhancement, enjoyment, enlightenment, enlivenment, enough, enraptured, enrichment, enterprising. It looks like those go together, but they're not. Enrichment, enterprising, enthusiasm, equality, esteem, ethics, exaltation, excellence, expertise, exulting, faith, fame, fellowship, financial, freedom, forgiveness, friendliness, fulfillment, and fun. Whew. Raise those vibrations. Use these words. Use them. Why not? You just feel better using words that are of a higher vibration. Start to do that, and then the other stuff's going to drift down the road. I'll go ahead at some point here, and I'll go ahead and make the list of the words to be tossed. It's an equally long list, and you'd be surprised how many of the words are pretty common in our language. All right, finally, let's go to the quantum soul-clearing forgiveness practice. I closed out that whole window, and then I went back to the Tools for the Times, Blocks 3, Session 7, and it showed me the page. And now I'm at the forgiveness statements and techniques. And we're just going to get a taste of this. Actually, here's what we're going to do. You can read through this because it's an extended process. And again, it's just somebody's interpretation of things, and it's an invitation to take it and make it your own, change what you want to change. Go to the middle of the page there where actually you've got, it looks like we've got a couple different, now it's all the same person. Okay. About halfway down the page, it says, I willingly forgive myself for any and all. Let's start there. And again, we're relating, and perhaps you know of someone or a situation that you can use to fill in the blank there. If you do, put it in. If not, we'll just treat this generically. We're going to make these statements. I willingly forgive myself for any and all actual or perceived hurt or harm I may have caused myself or any others, or that any others have caused me or any others with this. I willingly love and forgive myself. I willingly love and forgive all others. All others willingly love and forgive me. I willingly love and forgive God Source. God Source willingly loves and forgives me. I willingly love and forgive my quantum source light highest self. My quantum source light highest self willingly loves and forgives me. I am absolutely, ultimately, infinitely, quantumly loved and forgiven. I now willingly release all of this and everything it represents, and go in peace, love, joy, harmony, abundance, health, and wealth. Those are some powerful words. There's a little bit of information here I think is worthwhile right below this. It's more of an explanation. It said it's a misunderstood practice for most people in the world. Forgiveness is not condoning harmful behavior, nor is it allowing others or ourselves to continue to emotionally, mentally, physically, or spiritually abuse us. Many times we must physically withdraw ourselves from situations or relationships in order to stop the abusive, painful behaviors. Forgiveness is a willingness to define what we have perceived or experienced as harmful and to acknowledge we may have had some type of role in that exchange, i.e. responsibility, of energy at some level and not seek any type of retribution. This ultimately frees us emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically Remember, we are multidimensional beings. This life that we are currently living is a tiny fraction of what we are actually living as a soul being. Secondly, we are also acknowledging that others have their role to play in the situation, either as the person being harmed or the person causing the harm. Forgiveness is not about blame and shame. It is about freedom. Forgiveness is drawing that energetic line in the sand and saying, I acknowledge that there has been some type of harm or negative engagement. I no longer want to continue in this energetic exchange. So read the rest of that when you get a chance, because it has a greater explanation of it. And what I will add to that personally is, and I may have said this before, is that forgiveness can take place more effectively when we have cleared the energetic debris underneath the object of the forgiveness. In other words, if we are enraged about something and we are doing a new agey thing and we want to just forgive the person and act as if nothing ever happened, good luck on that one. Because there's such an energetic debris underneath it, it's going to find a way to infiltrate our moments and create confusion, chaos, and dastardly behavior, thoughts, actions, etc. Clear the gunk before you start the forgiveness process. Diffuse the energy first. Release it. Send it down the right leg through to the earth star chakra, whatever it is. Shout it to the heavens above. Speak the words in a chair dialogue. Flush it all down the toilet by speaking it and then flushing it. Whatever you want to do, forgiveness is best served in its totality by clearing the energy first. Okay, there we are. And I'm going to end the evening by going back to the intentional songs chants. And I'm going to just sing this one. And if you have to leave, by all means, please go. And we'll be back next week starting a whole new block. I look around and I see me. Everywhere I go, there I am. It seems like life is living me. And every golden moment is there to keep me flowing, a gift to push me open, to see myself, to free myself, to be myself, I am, I am. I look around and I see me. Everywhere I go, there I am. It seems like life is living me. And every golden moment is there to keep me flowing, a gift to push me open, to see myself, to free myself, to be myself, I am. One more time. Song's called Everywhere I Go, if you have not found it. I look around and I see me. Everywhere I go, there I am. It seems like life is living me. And every golden moment is there to keep me flowing, a gift to push me open, to see myself, to free myself, to be myself, I am, I am. I look around and I see me. Everywhere I go, there I am. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. The heart space. See you there. good place to be. Once again, next Tuesday, it looks like the topic is accessing and using guidance. I'm not sure if these are all going to remain the same, but it looks like divine design, being in healthy balance, connecting with ascended masters and more in the infinite now moment, new strategies for conscious living and oneness. What a journey it'll be for those who are deciding to continue. There'll be information on that as well as links for those who have yet to commit. Well, most of all, thank you so much for the opportunity, and above all, my gratitude, deep gratitude for your willingness to be fluctuating with the way that the forms showed up and the interruptions that occurred and the retrogradian impact that came through Mercury's dance. I'm just very grateful that you're still here. Although I never hear you because nobody talks to me on the phone. Unless right now it is. So, we are done. We'll be back next week. And you have the link, and all you have to do is just check the link again in the morning or whenever you want, because all this is coming to it. I will have posted by tomorrow the link to this phone call for tonight. You have a lot of resources in this particular one. I invite you to pick one at the very least and use it. Use it. So, endless blessings, deep gratitude, and have some bitchin' moments. I'll stay on for just a moment if there's any comments, questions, or accusations. All right, and so it is. I'll take away that accusation statement. I'm not sure where that came from. That was one of those little things that were floating around out there. Maybe it came from one of you through the line here. Stop that. All right, again, have beautiful moments and know that everything is in alignment and your vibration will carry you through whatever form of things that are showing up. It is the law. Blessings. Good night.